From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue toured Europe, speaking with officials from several different countries about a variety of issues, including, get this, trade. After stops in the United Kingdom, Italy, and Spain, Perdue said the trip has been very productive.
It's been a very productive trip. We've had very, I think the common diplomatic term, but I think even more so, very frank and direct discussions about some of the restrictions the EU has placed on non-science-based restrictions, and we've communicated those to all the players in the EU and look forward to making progress as we go forward on those issues.
While the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it would be withdrawing the interim final rule under the Grain Inspection, Packers and Stockyards Administration, or GIPSA, Perdue talked with reporters about the decision during the conference call from Madrid, Spain.
I want to assure you that USDA and GIPSA remain committed to fair trade practices and financial integrity and competitive markets. I think the concern is that this rule as proposed would lead to unnecessary and unproductive litigation in many ways. We believe that the initial Packers and Stockyards Act indicated that it should be help in facilitating competition, not necessarily one-on-one litigation.
While Perdue's goal moving forward is to make sure producers aren't disadvantaged by unfair and uncompetitive rules, they'll be having discussions with both producers and processors to make sure everyone is treated fairly. Now, meanwhile, the European Union and the U.S. have been discussing a trade agreement for years. Perdue says non-science-based standards are holding up a potential deal with the EU.
The things I communicated to all the members of the G7 and the bilaterals, as well as the EU Commissioner, Mr. Hogan, was that we wanted to make trade deals based on sound science discovery and not perceived myths. I also had the occasion in Europe, or in the UK rather, to address that both with Mr. Parrish and Secretary Gove regarding their disparaging of U.S. poultry. Interestingly, they still refer to it as bathed in chlorine, which most of us know that is not a processing option that's used commonly in the U.S. today. But there seems to be hiding behind sanitary, phytosanitary excuses.
Perdue says those excuses are being used for protectionist purposes. The trip to Europe has shown him that there's a strong demand for American products in the EU.
Well, I think that we have had somewhat of a perception that Europeans don't think that American food is healthy, wholesome, and safe. I find that to be a myth perpetrated more by the leadership than the people on the street. I think this was again validated in Spain today that there is a high demand for U.S. developed products.
Well, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, he was speaking from Madrid, Spain. Okay, we're going to take our final break during Inside Agriculture. When we come back, I talked about it a couple of days ago, and it's a website for all you foodies out there. It's called Yumly. We'll talk about that next.